When disaster strikes.
Our first feeling was total despair. Everything we owned had been destroyed by a mudslide and flooding. Andrew, Sierra Leone.
After the hurricane, we returned to our home. Nothing was left. We were speechless. My daughter dropped to her knees and wept. David, Virgin Islands.
If you have ever survived a disaster, you may understand what other survivors have experienced. Shock, denial, confusion, anxiety, and nightmares. Many disheartened and fatigued survivors have little motivation to move on in life. If your life has been devastated by a disaster, you too may feel that you are near the breaking point. You may even begin to feel that your life is not worth living. However, the Bible explains that your life is worth living and that you can have a firm basis for hope in a better future. Knowing Bible truth makes life worth living. Ecclesiastes 7:8 says, "Better is the end of a matter than its beginning." When you are just beginning to recover from a disaster, life may seem hopeless. But as you patiently work at rebuilding your life, things can get better. The Bible foretells a time when no more will there be heard the sound of weeping or a cry of distress. Isaiah 65:19. This will be true when the earth is transformed into a paradise under God's kingdom. Disasters will be a thing of the past. Any painful memories and lingering trauma will be wiped out forever, because Almighty God promises, "The former things will not be called to mind, nor will they come up into the heart." Isaiah 65:17. Just think, the Creator has arranged to give you a future and a hope, a peaceful life under God's perfect rulership. Jeremiah 29:11. Can having knowledge of this truth help make your life worth living? Sally, quoted in the opening article, states,
"Reminding yourself of all the wonderful things that God's kingdom is going to do for us in the future can help you let go of the past and get through the present."
Why not learn more about what God's kingdom will soon do for mankind? Doing so can assure you that despite the disaster you have suffered, your life is worth living now as you eagerly await a disaster-free future. In the meantime, the Bible provides practical guidance that can help you to cope with the aftermath of a disaster. Consider a few examples. The following is supplementary information. Bible verses that can help. Get needed rest. Better is a handful of rest than two handfuls of hard work and chasing after the wind. Ecclesiastes 4:6. Researchers report that after a traumatic experience, a lack of quality sleep can exacerbate your trauma symptoms and make it harder to maintain your emotional balance. Therefore, it is wise to get sufficient rest. Discuss your feelings. Anxiety in a man's heart weighs it down or depresses him. Footnote. But a good word cheers it up. Proverbs 12:25. Confide in a family member or trusted friend. In addition to providing a listening ear, family members or close friends can provide words of encouragement and give practical help. The footnote reads, "A person who experiences prolonged stress or severe anxiety may need to seek medical treatment." End of footnote. Look ahead to better times. There are new heavens and a new earth that we are awaiting according to God's promise, and in these righteousness is to dwell. 2 Peter 3:13. End of article.